what's up? It's Sammy, the Spanish guy, Guevara, and new TNT champion. And you, yes, you, right now, are listening to the
Bob Culture Podcast.
Bob Culture Podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Sammy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very official episode of the BCP. Super excited for this one. It is super long overdue, but I am proud and honored to welcome in, let's be real, one of my best friends in the world. He is a my current broadcast partner. He is a former official in wrestling, a current podcaster, and like I said, just a big sweetheart all around. Hashtag always a heel. Our good friend, Mr. Alphonse Steven. Alphonse, applause track. What up, bro? How are you?
Mr. Rob Williams, I'm glad to be here. I won't be a heel today, though.
No, man. I love what we do together at the commentary table, man. There's so much to talk about. Let's just jump right into it. Hey, Rick, welcome to the chat, guys. Please share the stream. I did spell Alphonse wrong in the description. I spelled it right here, so I'm going to fix that as well because you are my guest, man. And I just want to say, man, like, working with you, and I'm not just putting you over because you're on the show, but working with you, hey Wes, welcome to the chat, bro. Please share, man. Working with you has been awesome, man. It's been really, really cool because, you know, when you go all over the place, you have to work with different people and kind of find your role. You know this, and I feel like you and I right away, man. It clicked. I love that, like, people take pictures with us together. You're such a good dude. Like, I want to make like this pre-show hot dog a thing. And it's awesome, man. I have a big smile right now talking about it, but talk about, not say put me over, but talk about working with Titan and doing commentary after being an official, man.
So I wasn't always a commentator. So for everybody out there, like you said in the intro, I was a referee for a long time, 5 years, and then got sick with coronavirus. Still suffering some effects from it, but yeah. Shout out to Billy and Charlie. They were like, yeah, man, you always got a home. And I thought when they said I always had a home that they were like, oh, like when I'm ready to come back to ref, I have a spot. But no, they were like, whatever you want to do. So I was like, I asked Billy, I was like, hey, man, I want to try commentary. And he was like, yeah, come on down. And that show back in May, Wanted Dead or Alive, that was the tryout. And I got to work with you for the first time. And
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's great, man. Got to meet Riley Shepard for the first time, and you and I just like hit it off, instant chemistry. We called a couple matches, and the powers to be like what they heard, and that was the end of it. So it's been history ever since.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. And I'll say this, man. It's funny. I always joke with everybody because, you know, like we talk about finding your role on commentary. Like there's a lot of the cliches, like, you know, always a heel. Like we say, there's the color commentary. There's the, I feel like the straight man, baby face, whatever it is. And you were kind of, and pulling back the curtain a little bit, like we do here on the BCP, you were kind of thrust into this role as like, Alphonse, you are the heel commentator, which to me, I was like, oh, I've never like really done that before. Like you have guys like Gino Gott, shout out, that are always in that role. And you took, and I'm not just putting you over, man, like you took to it so well. Like I wasn't even sure how it was going to work because I'm like, oh, it's sunny and beautiful outside. And you're like, no, it's terrible and it's rainy outside. But you were so good at it, man. Like David Adams says you're so good at being a, you know what, like, you kill it, man. What your thought on kind of being not thrust, but picked to be in that particular role?
Well, at first when they told me they wanted me to be a heel, I was like, me, a heel? Because anybody who knows my story is like, how can we hate this guy?
Right.
Right. But at the same time, also being a ref, I was never allowed to be a character. So I was like, you know what? Let me just roll with it and have fun with it. So, I mean, you know, classic heel 101. You insult the town, insult the local sports team, and insult the children in the audience. So
yeah,
it worked out.
Which can be hard at times because in this climate that we're living in, you know, you have to be careful. Even going live tonight, I'm like, all right, we're going to be live. Like, we are live, guys. Let us know if everything's working. Join the chat. Please share it. Oh, Rick already starting in the chat saying you suck. All this heat for Alphonse already. This is my brother over here. Come on, man.
Well, him and Frank are the APA, and, you know, Bradshaw and Simmons let themselves go a lot.
So. Oh, those guys. I know who you're talking about. It's those guys. Okay.
Those guys.
I see what you're saying. And forgive me, I'm sharing this all over the place and multitasking here. But man, so many things to talk about. Let's talk about this, man, because obviously you've made that adjustment. We'll talk about obviously battling COVID and all that. And dude, first and foremost, man, I think when I first worked with you, I'm like, how are you, man? Like, how are you feeling? So good to see you, man. Again, not to be cliche. I mean, I guess let's just get into it, man. The best example I have, and I cannot relate in any form or fashion, but the last show, I was like legit heartbroken. Like, I was 15 minutes from the venue. I needed to get tested because I was exposed. I was vaccinated. I didn't want to bring anything into the locker room. I waited to get tested. It didn't happen that day. I'm sitting in a parking lot for hours, head on the steering wheel. And I'm just like, I'm like so bummed. I can't come to the show and see everybody and work with you and all this stuff. And you're like, bro, do you know how many like shows like I had to miss? Like, and it really put things in perspective. Like, here I am like feeling bad for myself and yada, yada. You had to miss so much and change your role. I mean, before we even talk about battling COVID, just that aftermath, man, what was that like for you just kind of sitting on the bench?
It was hard because I would see all these posts, you know, people cutting promos, flyers going up left and right. And I'm like, well, gee, everybody's back at it. And I'm sitting at home literally doing nothing. And it's not even my fault. Like, I can't, you know, like it's rough because it was out of my control. So it was I wouldn't call it full-fledged depression, but it was like, you know, I want to play too, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. And so glad that, you know, that you're at the booth with me. That being said, though, I mean, I don't know. I'm not I'm just a drummer, let's be real, slash trying to be a journalist. But you reffed basketball. And I said to you, you look great in the stripes, as always, man, handsome as ever. But you look good out there, man. I'm guessing that from, you know, what I've heard from you and conversations that you're not able to be physically that involved in a match or working a match. But you look great at basketball, man. You're kind of, I mean, obviously, you know your body. You know what the doctors tell you. Your thoughts on, you know, possibly being a ref again, or is that over and done with?
So peel back the curtain. Now, first of all, I want to give a huge thank you to our guy, Shane Fair. Because without him, basketball would have never been a thing. And those kids of the Miracle League of Mercer wouldn't have had the charity money. Yeah. So Shane's a good guy. So when he came up to me and was like, do you want to ref basketball? I'm like, I can't even ref wrestling. You want me to ref basketball?
Yeah.
But then he told me it was for a charity. And I was like, you know what? It's for a good cause. I can do it one time to help these kids out, you know? But if you saw me at halftime, and you can ask SP Anderson, I had to, like, sit on the table that was in the middle of the sideline because I was done. And SP comes. He's like, are you all right? And I couldn't even talk. Because I was so winded, I just gave him the thumbs up. When basketball was over, I must have, like, took a nap in the car. Not even a nap. I just had to, like, tilt the seat back in the car and just lay all the way down and stayed there for, like, a good 40 minutes because I was spent. But, to answer your question, I would say never because not even just wrestling, but life in and of itself is very funny. For the time being, I'm done as a ref. For the near future, I'm done as a ref. But, you know, if they make advances in medicine that can heal lungs back to what they used to be, then I may be out there again. I do miss being a ref, though. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm also comfortable on commentary, so.
I'll say, man, you do a great job. And hashtag never say never, man. That being said, I'm literally trying to send this to Shane as you're putting him over here. Literally just sent this to Shane Helms. It switched on me last time. So shout to the Hurricane. But I was trying to send this to Shane Fair. That being said, you know, you miss putting on the stripes. You love doing. Wow, the hate in the chat, man. I don't know if you're seeing this, Alphonse. Do you have some?
No, I'm not. Read it to me. Who said what?
Rick Santos again. You suck at both, Zebra. I mean, this is terrible. Hi, Summer. Well, welcome in. Welcome in the champ, Monster Mac, to the chat. Everyone's in here. They want to see you, Alphonse. But go ahead, bro.
But yeah, man. Like, and the funny thing is, I never thought I would ever be a commentator. You know, so
same.
I'm glad that all these different promotions didn't go to Commentators R Us to try to look for somebody. So.
No, you're the man, dude. It worked out. You have a great voice, man. I could even see you doing some voice acting. Like, I love your voice. And when you do the heel stuff, it just, it works. Like David Adams says, you're so good at being a jerk. And that's putting it delicately, man. And that's a compliment. Ryan Peterson, all the love, man. Thanks for joining the chat. Please share. Dude, I say Alphonse is coming on the show. Everyone's boom, boom, boom. Oh, Alphonse is here. Man, seriously, though, what's it like getting all this support and love being on commentary and just... Not just after all you've been through, man, but just kind of getting the love from the wrestling community.
It's overwhelming, but I love it. Because I was never a guy that like wanted to be the center of attention, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then like I walk into a locker room and everybody just like stopped. Like, you know, usually you give the handshake, you're like, hey, how you doing? But it's a different feeling when like people actually take about a good 5 to 10 minutes and it's like, yeah, Alfred, how are you feeling? You doing all right? Like, you know, it goes beyond just, hey, good to see you. So, and you know, anybody who wants to like take time out to chat with me, I'm never going to rush a conversation or, you know, brush anybody off. The love is overwhelming. I think I wouldn't have made it if I didn't feel that love, because when I was in the hospital, like I was just getting messages from everybody, people posting about me left and right. And I was just like, wow, man, like I can't. In my mind, I was like, I can't, I got to fight. I got to kick out because I would let so many people down if I didn't.
Yeah, man. And let's get into it, man, whatever you're comfortable with sharing. But obviously, like, I first knew you because, like, all these stories coming out, like, I was not even fully involved in that point in wrestling, just, like, having the wrestlers on for the podcast. And I was friends with you and a lot of the community on Facebook, and I'd seen the love and the outpouring and some articles coming out on you, and then people after the fact starting to interview you, which we'll also talk about in a little bit, man. But, I mean, just long story short, or, you know, take as much time as you want, man. Tell us how this all kind of went down for you, the battle you talked about kicking out. Because from what I've read and heard, it got pretty serious at a couple points.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. So when the pandemic first started, so we're talking March of last year, ended up not feeling too great. Had difficulties breathing, went to the hospital, went to the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
Got there. And this is at the time, this was before rapid tests were even a thing.
Yeah.
Like they had to test, but you wouldn't find out if you were positive until like 3 or 4 days later.
Yeah.
But my oxygen levels were low, had a really nasty cough, and couldn't really talk too much because breathe. Did a chest x-ray, found out I had pneumonia. So that was already enough for them to admit me to the hospital.
Yeah.
They swabbed me. 4 days later, it comes back, yeah, COVID positive. Spent 3 weeks in the hospital. Worst 3 weeks of my life. I was actually told at one point, because when I first got in there for the first week and some change, I was actually getting worse as the days went by. Got put on a ventilator in the whole nine yards. And then was actually told by the doctor. Doctor came in surrounded by nurses. And I had never, like, you see this type of stuff on TV. Like, when you watch movies or, like, you watch ER or one of those shows or whatever. So the doctor comes in with four nurses with him, and they're like, yeah, we don't think you're going to make it. We're going to prepare you to be comfortable on your way out. And I hear that, and I'm just like,
oh my gosh, was any of your family with you at that point? Or
no,
they couldn't be. They couldn't be. Yeah.
At that time, nobody can visit the hospital.
Ugh.
And like, I can't talk because I have these tubes down my throat. So I don't know why I vividly remember this, but tears just started, and I can't weep, but tears just start running down my face. And in my mind, I'm like, this is it, you know? So over the next day, I'm just in my mind, I'm like, you know, I could go any minute now. So I'm not the most religious person in the world by any means, but in my mind, I'm talking to God, you know, hoping that when I get to the gates, I get let in. And yeah. Even told me that they reached out to my mom to tell her to start making arrangements. Meaning, you know, start planning.
Oh my God.
Start planning a funeral, this, that, and a third. And then 2 days later, I just, by some miracle, started getting better, that even the doctors themselves were confused. So, yeah, man, that experience still sticks with me, and I still think about it every day, only because I was told to my face by medical professionals that I was going to die. So, and then when I got home and made the post that I'm home, everybody just, my phone didn't stop going off either. I got a call, text, like, people still check up on me. So, you know, I'm more than, for anybody who's listening to this, for every call, message, text message, DM, I'm more than over the moon grateful that everybody in the community checked up on me. So,
wow, man.
I just want to extend my thank yous. And, you know, it hasn't been easy, but, you know, still trying to adjust to certain things, but I appreciate all the love you guys show me. So I'm forever indebted to the wrestling community for as long as I'm here.
Wow, man, dude. Thank you for sharing that. First of all, man, all the love, bro. Like, I'm happy to be talking to you today. I'm happy to be sitting at the table with you, commentary, to be at you with the show, hang out with you, whatever it is, man. Pre-show hot dog, still saying that's going to be our thing.
That's our tradition. Starting the next show, pre-show hot dog.
I got it this round, man. I got the next round, bro.
All righty.
I can't wait. But, dude, thank you for sharing that, man. It's really awesome to hear that it just like that, it just turned around, man. And I think that shows a lot of your heart, determination, that fighting spirit for sure, man. And it's crazy that you weren't able to speak or, you know, even cry to some point, that now you're doing commentary and now you're making people laugh or smile. And that outpouring of love, man, you could see it even, like you said, like today when we go in the locker room. So just, I think you already did thank everybody, man. But I mean, just again, real quick, what was that? I mean, even to this day, you still get it. What does that reception mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means the world because it's funny. I never thought that I would have an article written about me ever. Like, I never thought there was even some folks did a prayer vigil for me on Facebook Live, and I'm just like, whoa. And the thing had like 1,000 views and like 500 comments. And I'm just like, wow, like me of all people. So like, and you know, this from just, you know, interacting with me at shows. I'm like one of those guys in the business. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I think I'm one of the few that nobody has a bad thing to say about.
Yeah.
So, you know, for everybody, and you know, like, despite the wrestling war that goes on, everybody from every side checking up on me is just like, it's still overwhelming to think about to this day. But like I said, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful. Cause again, I don't think I'd have made it without the support.
That's amazing, man. And I like that we'll talk about this obviously a little bit, like indie wrestling drama all the time. But even when you just told that story, I was just like, man, that does that like not put everything in perspective, man, like all the pettiness and drama and all that stuff. Apparently that comes with indie wrestling, or even in the national brands, we see things like that, man. It's crazy, and it really puts things in perspective, man. But I do want to ask you this one, man, because now you're getting the looks on commentary, man. We Are Wrestling, you got to work with them. I literally saw our friend come and scout you at a Titan show, Pete Rosato. Shout to him and We Are Wrestling, who's doing some great things with that. You got to work with our friend Sam Laterna, obviously Pete on commentary, man. You were handpicked. I saw him scout you, man. And I know you're hungry for those opportunities, but tell us what it was like working with two great commentators on the scene, man, and yourself included.
So first off, shout out to Pete Rosato, the voice of a generation, literally has a golden voice. And shout out to Sam Laterna, and that was an experience because I've always wanted to work with Pete. I first ran into Pete when I was a ref, and I refed at Bree Combination Wrestling, which he was the lead guy for, and I refed there once, so Pete and I already had some type of relationship. And then Sam, I actually, back in the day, and she didn't even remember this until I like brought it up to her before the show,
Okay.
When she was a wrestler, I ring announced her a couple of times. So,
Oh,
because
so
I
wait,
also,
you were a ring announcer too.
yeah, in a past life. So, the wrestling school I came out of, when they would put shows on, they always had an abundance of refs. So, I filled in ring announcer duties when they couldn't find anybody. So I had ring announced a couple of her matches on some shows she did, and it was just a great experience. Of course, Sam, shout out to WrestleT. She's phenomenal. I think, and I think out of everybody I've ever worked with in the booth, she is the most prepared person I've ever seen.
Ding, ding,
And I
ding.
love it. She comes to the table and has like a huge notepad with like six pages worth of notes. And I'm like, yo, this is phenomenal. Made me feel bad because I'm like, here, I'm this guy here that's just calling everything as it happens. And she's referencing notes. It made me feel like an amateur. But Pete, he did a great job of We Are Wrestling. That first show was amazing. I can't wait to see what the next show holds. If I may do a quick plug here,
Oh, shameless promo all day, man. You know how we do it.
We Are Wrestling. The next show is Friday night, December 10th. Same building in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. That's 106 Bergen. The card hasn't been announced yet, but that's going to be a good one. I'll be there alongside Pete Rosato and Sam Laterna. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a real good one.
That's awesome, man. Just really quick going to the chat, man, and shout out to all our friends. We Are Wrestling has some great stuff after their debut. Wes in the chat, Alfred is the guy at the Last Titan show. We got our picture with you guys and Kyle. You guys are the best. Thank you, Wes, for supporting everybody, man. Thank you for all you do for the scene. David Zubin checking in. You are one of the best refs I know, and I hope to work with you in any shape or way. Shout out to Zubin. We had a short interview with him a while ago. I want to do a long form with you, Zubin, as well. Rick Santos talking crap again. Melissa Farkas, welcome to the chat. Hi. And yeah, man, you're getting all the love, a little bit of heat, but I think those are your rivals, man. I did want to talk about this, man. You said ask you anything. I did see you put out a post recently where there was some frustration, it seemed, on your part. I think we all kind of get it, as we begin to grow in this. I'm very new. I'm a year in, not the podcast, but just being behind the curtain kind of roles. And I'm grateful for the people that have given me opportunities, but I get what you're saying. Sometimes it's hard to get opportunities everywhere you want to be, or you want to grow or travel or expand. And you posted something with a little bit of frustration, man. In my mind, you're killing it. And right now, not because he's on the show, and I retweeted it. I said I highly recommend this guy. Alphonse is great at what he does. He was asked to come in and like, you're going to be a heel commentator, and he did it because I've been asked to be a heel commentator, and I straight up, I was like, oh, I don't know, like that doesn't reflect my blah, blah, blah. And like at the end of the day, I probably should have been like, whatever you want, yes sir, whatever it is. Again, I'm still learning, man. But you, like a pro, went out and you handled business, man. I have nothing but good things to say about working with you. You as a person, your professionalism, you being a jerk when you need to be, and just killing it on commentary, man. Did you want to comment on that post?
Sure. So I had like been browsing YouTube, and well, before I even get to that, so as a ref, I was like up and down the roads every weekend. Like it was to a point like every single Saturday I was booked somewhere. Jersey, New York, Delaware, even one booking in Connecticut. And then, things happened and people were still reaching out to me, hey, we need a ref. And I'm like, I can't ref. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, I felt useless after a while because with the exception of IWA that runs out of Nutley, Titan, it was just IWA and Titan that I was doing. And then Pete came with the We Are Wrestling, but I look at my calendar and I'm like, yo, this calendar, I'm not used to not being booked every weekend. So I'm just like, all right, let's change this. So I go on YouTube, look up a couple of promotions, and I specifically chose the promotions that, their commentary sounds like this. A move will happen. Oh! And then no words. Then another move will happen. Oh, did you see that? And it's just like there's no
That's me.
nothing. Nothing. No, well, no, it's not.
I'm
Stop
just
it. You're the pun disputed one.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So I picked the promotions with rotten commentary, or some of them with no commentary at all. Reached out. No, we're good. Send me your work. Somebody actually said they didn't like my work, which,
What?
yeah, I won't name names, but. Somebody's like they weren't a fan of my work. And in my mind, I'm like, what are you nuts? Do you not listen to what people say? Like, people rant and rave about my commentary. And
it's
literally happening
in the chat right now. I have a bunch of comments to read to you, man.
And I'm just like, okay. So that's when I was like, you know what? I feel like, you know what? This is criminal because, you know, all right, I understand, like, you know, promoters have budgets. You may not want to pay people, but, like, you're okay putting out a crap product? Like, I never understood it. And I have a sports broadcasting background because I did it in college. So, like, what more do you need? But that's where that post came from. It was out of frustration. Wasn't taking shots at anybody.
No, I wasn't even trying to be, like, hard-hitting or anything like that. I could just see. And that being said, my whole point in asking that question is, I kind of get it because everyone runs the same day. No, just kidding. Because, you know, you want to get more opportunities, and you put it in perspective for me. You were like, hey, like, when I was a ref, I was here. Now I look at the calendar. It's very different. But that being said, I've seen you personally been scouted by Pete Rosato for We Are Wrestling. I have seen people literally giving you compliments everywhere we go, including this chat. I'm about to read a couple to you right now, man. And I can 1,000% vouch for Alphonse. He is great in any role you put him in. And I hope to see you back in the stripes again someday, bro.
Oh, man, we got to – hey, man, never say never. You never know.
That's it. Ryan Peterson, I'm reading this. Alphonse is literally one of my favorite people on commentary. Rob, you suck. No, alongside you, Rob, of course, but also one of my favorite refs when I work shows with him in the past life. Yeah, dude, all the love you're getting in the chat, except from Rick Santos. Rick, get one of our hashtag always a heel shirts available now on tpublic.com.
I gotta stop you for a second.
Please.
I gotta tell you a Ryan Peterson story. By the way, shout outs to Ryan. I love that guy. I don't know if you remember, but there was a Titan show. I don't think it was the last, like, maybe three Titan shows ago. We're on commentary, and every time he walked by the table, he's trying to crack me up. And he you know, every it worked. He just does, like, these crazy, funny gestures. And after a while, it's just like, oh my goodness, oh no! That's but awesome. Ryan's a funny guy. One of my favorite ring announcers, of course, alongside David Adams and Shane Fair. I put them on, like, the three-headed monsters of Northeast ring announcers. So
yeah,
shout out to Ryan. But sorry to cut you off. You were saying?
No, please, dude. This, you cut me off anytime you want, man. As long as you're not being heel, Alphonse, today.
No heel today.
Ryan Peterson saying, OMG, I remember that, with laughing emojis. So there you go. Summer, yes, we know that Rob sucks. Yeah, see, I'm used to that. Thanks, Summer, so much. JK. Nice. I'll ask you this, man. We'll touch on this a little bit because we've been kind of talking about this. You know, I feel like everyone's just kind of danced around it on the podcast. I've been very, like, public about, you know, we know there's drama in the indie wrestling world. Apparently that comes with the territory everywhere. We see lines in the sand. We see frustration from workers. We see a lot of, I don't know how to put it, a lot of posts and comments from promoters. You know, I see that this is pretty typical in the business, or I've heard that. You know, I remember a time when everybody was working, and I'm not saying that it can be that way again, but I remember when I came into it, everyone was, almost exactly a year ago, everyone was working together. Everyone was working everyone's shows and, you know, helping set up whatever it is. Now it's not like that. There's lines in the sands for whatever reason. I can look at it from both ways. I can look at it, and I'm not just being politically correct here. I could look at it as town or independent contractors. They can work wherever the heck they want. And I think that's how it, I mean, that's just factually how it is. But if I was running a promotion and I could say, hey, I don't want Alphonse to work for my promotion, I have every right to do that. It's my promotion. So I could look at it for both ways. But that being said, man, SP has come on. He has successfully been one of those talents that's navigated those lines in the sand. There's a couple others. So people have been talking about it a little bit more, and I'm not trying to, like, amend things or anything like that, but, I'm always trying to get, I want to make the business better somehow. You know, like Serpentico had said when he came on, name drop, he wants to leave the business better than he found it. And I think that's a good way to think, man. And I think just having these conversations is a good way to start. You've been all over, man. Your kind of thoughts on the drama?
Well, first, I'll start it off like this. I remember when everybody used to be friends. And when everybody used to be friends, you know, everything was great. You show up to a town and, you know, work your show, have a couple of laughs backstage, maybe go to Wawa, go to a diner after the show and pal around, and then a year, 2 years later, now you go to a, you got to pick one show or the other. You know you're never going to see certain people in certain locker rooms ever again. And it's hard. It was hard for me because I have friends everywhere. I've got friends over there. I've got friends over there. I've got, again, people on opposing sides were messaging me when I was on my deathbed. So it's like, you know, and I don't have enemies in either place. I also don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
Same. You know, whoever books me and hands me an envelope, you know, that's where I go. So,
yeah.
You know, I just, and I know things will never go back to the way they used to be because too much damage has been done. Like you said,
yeah.
There's posts, but, you know, I feel like a lot of things in that could have played out much better than they did.
Yeah.
Certain things didn't have to be said. Certain things didn't have to happen. And like I said, I just remember when everybody was friends. And, you know, I do feel like the one positive out of the drama that came was there became another place to work. Because, you know, one company was created after a falling out. So you had an extra company where, you know, because some guys don't get booked on every show.
Yeah.
So now they can just work for the other company but as far as, you know, having to choose, like, you can't work over there, like, it was disheartening. I understand the reasoning for it, you know, we don't like that guy, so we don't want you to work there, but, you know, some people just have to do what they got to do. I mean, again, I have friends on both sides, so, you know, and who knows? I may pop up on one side 1 week and pop up on one side the other week. And if somebody has a problem, because listen, man, I just sit down at a table and just tell the people what moves are happening and, you know, how much I hate the town. So.
Yeah, no. And at the end of the day, that's your choice. And you're right, man. At the end of the day, man. And I see a lot of promoters do this, and it's different when it's like, you know, this is my roster. And then it's like, you know, that I'm not always thrilled with, but then it's like, you know, like, this is like our roster family, like, vibe kind of thing I like. So there's a little give and take on that as well, man.
Right.
At the end of the day, this is why I like to have these conversations, because I don't look at it from my perspective. Like, I could see if I was in either role, how I would have done things differently. And again, I'm just a drummer. Like, I don't know anything, but I try to look at it from the superstars and the workers perspective, man. And I think, yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, here's what I will tell you. I'll be at SWF on October 23rd, and then I'll be at Goddesses on November 6th. So, and I spoke to both parties involved.
Yeah.
Explained what it was, and I'm not there to listen to, you know, oh, well, these guys suck and these guys are bad and this guy did this and this guy did that.
Right.
I don't want to hear any of that. I just want to do show up there, do the job I'm being paid to do, and go home.
Yeah. Alphonse Stevens, independent contractor.
And like I said, like, I have friends on both sides. I will entertain conversation, but once, you know, once the slander starts, that's where I'm cutting conversation short. So,
yeah.
Because I'm also the type of person, you cannot disrespectfully speak about people who have been good to me. So you could go talk that talk with whoever else you want in the locker room, but I will not listen to it. I'm playing, and I do believe, like you said, certain people have navigated those fine lines. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not picking sides. I'm not getting political. We could talk about baseball, wrestling, like, whatever, but when you want to start talking about what people do and don't do, that's when either we got to change the topic or I'm just ending the convo. So,
very well said, man. And thank you for speaking on that, because I know not everyone does, and they have every right not to. So just want, again, like, for those watching and have no idea what we're talking about, there's so much drama in indie wrestling. And at the end of the day, in my mind, I think anyone, because you are independent contractors, if you're not signed to a WWE exclusively or wherever exclusively, you can work wherever the heck you want. I mean, that's just how it is. It's not even my opinion. That being said, Rick Santos in the chat with a middle finger emoji and a zebra. Wow, really? this guy, man, what's going on?
He, hate, he, He hates refs. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, I got you, man. Well, you said we could talk about anything, man. And let's talk baseball, because I know that you bleed blue and orange, my friend.
You see where the shirt says, right?
I went for the first time a couple months ago. It's better than Yankee Stadium. It hurts me to say that, but it's a beautiful stadium.
Absolutely. I love Citi Field. And I don't know if anybody saw that video that got out over the weekend, but I was taking some cuts in Citi Field. Some
I saw that.
Yeah, man. So
how was that?
That was the experience of a lifetime. All right, call me a baseball mark, but when I walked up to the plate, I don't know why, but in my mind, I just had this like idea that like all 40,000 seats were full, and in my head, like a PA announcer was giving me a walk up introduction, and I felt like I was playing in a game. So
I love it.
I will admit I am a mark for baseball. I'm a huge baseball mark. So
that's awesome, man. Real quick, Melissa Farkas in the chat popped big when you started talking baseball. She put LGM exclamation points, orange heart, blue heart, orange heart, blue heart. Rick now saying go Mets. Some are saying boring baseball. But I do want to ask you this, because they were talking about this on the radio, man. You know, as a kid, did you imagine hitting the game winning run or throwing the game winning strikeout?
I had pictured myself with the game winning hit every time. No interest in pitching, even though I have a huge amount of respect for pitchers. I feel like as a pitcher, there's more scrutiny when you fail than as a batter. So I always wanted, and it's funny because as a kid, I didn't want the game winning home run. I wanted just a game winning single.
Yeah, I got you, man. Ryan Peterson in the chat saying orange and blue all day, man. Are you like one of those guys? Like I like to, when I travel, like I try to see the different ballparks. I always get like the ice cream helmet from the different parks. Like, do you ever do any of that kind of stuff?
So I've the only other stadium I've ever been to is Yankee Stadium. But like, as hey, I had a horrible experience there.
I apologized.
Hey, let me tell you, Yankee Stadium made my blood boil. So the Subway Series this past July, when the Mets play the Yankees, I went to one of the games, and I've been to hundreds of games at Citi Field. I've never for the life of me took an hour to get into a stadium. That game started at 7 o'clock. I got there at 5:43, and I didn't get into the game until midway through the bottom of the first.
Oof.
And then the food line, I spent a whole two innings waiting to get chicken tenders.
Wow, man.
So, Citi Field, I go to the gate. You know, they know me in there because I'm there all the time. Go to the gate. Hey, Alfred, come on in. Boom. Walk right in.
Yes, this guy. I love it.
Yeah. And then the food, I've never waited more than 10 minutes to get food in Citi Field.
It's beautiful. I can't, I'm a Yankees guy. Can't, you know, say enough great things about Citi Field. It's amazing. The food selection's amazing. It's open. The view anywhere is just phenomenal. Yeah. Anywhere you sit.
That was another issue I had with Yankee Stadium. So I had never been in Yankee Stadium before. I like to sit in the outfield. I bought a center field seat, and then I get there and it's a metal bench.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I apologize for that.
no worries. And it's like, I'm used to, like, you know, Citi Field, all the seats have backs. You just lean back. I like subconsciously leaned back and fell over.
Oh no. Yeah. You're like, this is not Citi Field, man. And that's why I wanted to go to Citi Field. I heard so many great things. Some are in the chat say, bring me some nachos. I always get nachos anywhere. Nachos are the go-to. If there's a Mrs.
If you
Fields
ever,
cookie.
If you ever go back to Citi Field, go by section 125.
Yeah.
It's the Goya nacho, the Goya nachos. They are so good. That is my favorite.
Someone was telling me there were like nachos with pulled pork somewhere, and I couldn't find them. I'm wondering if
you can get pulled pork or shredded brisket in those nachos.
No, that's even better. Oh my gosh, how did I not find that? I'm so mad next time, for sure. And thank you, I almost said Pete Rosato, Alonso for who run the home run derby.
Pete Alonso.
It is Alonso. I almost said Pete Rosato because we're talking wrestling. Pete Alonso for getting us the 80% off tickets. Great. I got to go to a couple games. It's a doubleheader. So that was very, very cool.
Funny thing about Pete Alonso on my, because I have a Mets podcast.
Yes, I was going to bring it up. Go ahead.
And if you listen to any of the last 20 episodes Pete Alonso actually did a drop for me.
Love it.
So you'll hear Pete Alonso. He mentions me and the podcast by name. So yeah, man. He's a stand-up guy. Got to meet him. Spending a little time with him. He's a great guy.
That's awesome. I popped for something. Like when you told me that, I'm like, that's I love, you know, they say don't meet your heroes, but extra mile people, that always makes my day, man. Melissa Farkas in the chat. Rob Williams, how's it feel to be surrounded by this many Mets fans in your live chat? I'm okay with it. I got love for the Mets. You know, I don't hate on the Mets because I'm a Yankees fan. They're in the World Series. Like, they were, I root for them, all that kind of stuff. As long as you're not a Boston Red Sox. No, I kid. Let's keep it going. What do you think the Mets need to do next season to, you know, kind of fix some holes on the roster, kind of move forward?
A lot of work. Got to get more reliable starting pitching. I love Jacob DeGrom, but Jacob DeGrom can't do it by himself. He tried to put the team on his back this year, and look what happened. His body broke down.
Yeah.
So the Mets need some good starting pitching. They also need more offense because the Mets ranked 29th this season. As you know, there are 30 MLB teams. 29th out of 30 in runs scored, which is terrible. And I'm not surprised that they were in first place for 103 days. Not surprised at all that they didn't stay there, because you're not going to win games when you don't have pitching, and then you can't have the offense doesn't make up for the lack of pitching. So, I think they need a old school manager. Mike Socha just coached USA baseball in the Olympics this past July to a silver medal. So, you know, he's floating around. And he had a couple of guys on that team who couldn't make it in the majors. And you go to the Olympics and they were all, some of them were young kids, others were veterans. And that team was the favorite to win. Of course, Japan railroaded us. But I would love to see Mike Socha in Flushing next season, or Buck Showalter, Ned Yost, Clint Hurdle. Even if they, like, Steve Cohen is rich. He could have enough money to get Lou Piniella out of retirement. So,
wow, very well said, man. We've only done one baseball show here on the BCP. That's when the Yankees were in the playoffs a couple of years ago. But if we do another baseball show, man, I definitely want you to be on the panel for sure.
Thank you.
You know your stuff, man. And real quick, we're all about that shameless promo, but I do want to talk about your Mets podcast that you mentioned. Put it over, man. Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's the Metropolitan Report. Now that the Mets season is over, it's not going on, but I'm going to bring it back in February when spring training camp opens. So basically what I do, I just cover the team, cover the news, give my opinions, and I try to make it sound as close to a sports radio show that you would hear on, like, ESPN Radio or The Fan or any of those stations. So you'll hear my analysis. I'll back up what I think with the sound bites from the press conference, all that type of stuff. So, trying to make Gary, Ron, Keith, and Howie Rose proud.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Someone get this guy a press pass, please. Like, get this guy at spring training. Get the interviews. I can vouch for him. He's a total professional at what he does. Come on, get this press pass. Let's make it happen here, people. Let's go.
But I will bring it back in February when camp does break. I just cover any and everything New York Mets. So
what was it called? The Metropolitan Report.
Yep, the Metropolitan Report. It's on Apple Podcasts and it's on Spotify. So
on Spotify, Melissa's saying she's going to check that out. Yes, hit that subscribe button too, guys. Because you know, we check stuff out, hit that subscribe so you don't lose it. Anthony Fazio in the chat, what up? Thank you for always supporting everyone on the indie scene. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube too or on Facebook, go over to the BCP YouTube, trying to build the YouTube over there. Hit that subscribe button. We have our Philly blog. We ran the Rocky Steps. We ate cheesesteaks. It was amazing. Shameless promo. And we're giving away Roman Reigns Pop Funko, so that's another reason to hit that subscribe button. Shameless promo for me over Alphonse. Let's get the shameless promo out of the way for you. Tell everyone where they can follow you. If you have any 8x10s, follow all your podcasts, all that great stuff, bro.
So I'm actually getting 8x10s made because, you know, I want to see if I could.
I would like the first one. I would,
you know what,
like to have the first one.
I'll get you the first one. Oh, no, on the house.
No, I support everybody, bro. I got you.
All right. Well,
or you're getting two hot dogs.
All right. I'll take an extra hot dog. I'll autograph it for you and give it to you. But I'm getting 8x10s made. People can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram with the same handle. It's Ref Al Stevens, Ref_Al_Stevens. STEVENS. Yeah, and if anybody follows, I follow back. Metropolitan Report. That's well, it, when it does get brought back, it'll be every Monday and Thursday starting in February. As soon as the Mets report to training camp for spring training, so that's going to be a thing. And then my other podcast, I have a hip hop podcast called The Rap Lab. Just if anybody likes rap music and wants to hear opinions on what's going on, that's also on Apple and Spotify as well. So I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, you do. Mostly Mets hats, but
mostly Mets hats. But I wear a lot of hats.
And not to be cliche here, man, but I always like to ask everyone this one. You know, you've been in the business for a while. Obviously, you're trying to, you know, make your way as a commentator now instead of a referee, and I hope to see you in the stripes again sometime soon, bro. What are the goals for you moving forward? Is it the long-term contract? Is this just a hobby? Is it to kind of grow on the indies a little bit more? Or if there's an opportunity, whether it is for the stripes or behind the table, was that something you'd be interested in?
Long-term goal, I want to be on somebody's TV show one day. Weekly TV show, you know. So whether it's on TNT or Vice or USA Network or Fox or, you know, wherever, I'm trying to get on somebody's weekly TV show. So that's the goal. And just work as many places as I can.
Love it, man. And you obviously deserve it. You've done such a great job. Before we get out of here, question in the chat. Were you at Northeast Wrestling at Great Adventure?
No, I was not.
Okay. Someone's thinking they sat next to you. He was not there. But you can meet Alphonse at Titan Championship Wrestling. He's doing commentary everywhere. We are wrestling. The 8x10s will be available soon. Rick Santos is talking. Is there going to be a match at some point? Talking crap in the chat all night. Hashtag get that always a heels shirt. But Alphonse, man, this is long overdue. On a personal note, so good to see you healthy. You know, wearing the stripes at basketball, calling matches with you really is an honor, man. Again, just like taking pictures with the fans. They're like, oh, can I get a picture with you and Alphonse? I'm like, that's like so cool. Like, you know, Foxhole guys.
Out.
Yeah. Like,
shout out to our good friend Wes Evans and his son Kyle, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys for supporting everyone. But just an honor to work with you, Alphonse. Just good to see you healthy, man. And I know you're going to kill it wherever you are, man. And thanks for coming on. Just continue success moving forward, my man.
No, appreciate it. And can't wait to get back in the booth with you and Totowa for Goddesses. That's going to be lots and lots of fun.
Let's do it. Shameless promo. Goddesses Award. Totowa, November 6th. Riley versus Vicky. I'm not going to make a pick because both of them can beat me up pretty badly, but it's going to be a show stealer. This is going to be an Iron Woman match. November 6th. Tickets are still available. Alphonse, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Rob. Hope to be back again.
All right, guys. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, subscribe to the BCP channel and the Metropolitan Podcast. Take care of each other. We out. Peace.